This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization said Friday it hopes the planet will be rid of the coronavirus pandemic in less than 2 years, faster than it took for the 1918 Spanish flu. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told reporters at the WHO's headquarters in Geneva that it should be possible to tame the novel coronavirus faster than the deadly 1918 pandemic.
We hope to finish this pandemic before less than 2 years, especially if we can pull our efforts together and with national unity, global solidarity, that's really key.
WHO Emergencies Chief Michael Ryan told journalists the 1918 flu came in three waves and then later settled down into a less deadly seasonal infection. However, Ryan said the current coronavirus outbreak is not displaying a wave pattern similar to the 1918 flu. Ryan added that when the COVID-19 virus is not under control, it jumps straight back up. A new analysis suggests the number of lives lost to the coronavirus in the United States is significantly higher than the official toll. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The analysis of government data by the Associated Press and the Marshall Project finds the number of deaths during the first 7 months of the year was as many as 215,000 above what might have been expected in a more typical year. Public health authorities have long said some coronavirus deaths, especially early on, were mistakenly attributed to other causes, and the crisis may have led indirectly to the loss of many other lives by preventing or discouraging people with other serious ailments from seeking treatment. Ben Thomas,